I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Religious freedom experts are calling for a quick replacement for the Ambassador-at-Large for International Religious Freedom. Experts testified before a U.S. subcommittee hearing last week, noting that in countries where religious freedom is lacking, there's been a huge spike of violence against Christians. However, Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says there's a paradox of persecution. We've got prayer links and other action steps laid out at our website. And watching the body of Christ in motion often provides encouragement. Bright Hope International shares one example from Zambia. Grandma Emma received a microloan from Bright Hope's in-country partners, a co-op of 24 churches, and now she's able to feed her two grandsons and send them to school. By meeting basic needs, Bright Hope's partners are making the gospel a tangible reality. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Check out the latest at missionnetworknews.org. That's our new website at missionnetworknews.org. See you soon. I'm Ruth Kramer.